transgender teen Brianna Jai was there. During PMQs, Rishi Sunak accused Suki Starmer of having difficulty in defining a woman. The Labour leader said the fact Brianna's mum was in the gallery made the comments particularly insensitive.
Of all the weeks to say that, when Brianna's mother is in this chamber, shame. Parading as a man of integrity when he's got absolutely no responsibility.
The families of British Israeli hostages held by Hamas say now is the time to bring them home from Gaza. The militant group has proposed a potential ceasefire, which would include an exchange of captives for Palestinian prisoners. Ras Matalon has spoken directly to his kidnapped brother-in-law.
Eli, my friend, my brother, as the UK said, everyone is doing the best they can to bring you home, and this is the time to act and not to talk.
The king will speak with Rishi Sunak over the phone today during their weekly meeting rather than face-to-face following the monarch's cancer diagnosis. Meanwhile, Prince William has returned to royal duties, handing out honours at Windsor Castle. Leading dentists say the government's cash incentive to make them undertake more NHS work isn't going to entice them to do so. £20,000 is being offered for those who work in underserved areas in England for up to 3 years. Sport Wales, welcome back George North as one of seven changes to the side that will face England at Twickenham in Rugby Union's Six Nations on Saturday. It follows their 27-26 defeat to Scotland last weekend. And Ollie Alexander has revealed more details about his Eurovision song. Dizzy will be released in March and is described as something you can dance to. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Oh, thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll see a few clear breaks, but cloud will thicken into the night with a band of rain sweeping in from the west during the early hours. The rain's going to be heavy in places with lows of 3 tonight. Now, tomorrow morning will be cloudy and wet with rain overhead. In the afternoon, the bulk of the rain will clear, but it will leave a cloudy afternoon and scattered showers, some heavy at times, with highs of 10 on Thursday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome aboard Wednesday's Drive. I forgot what day it was then. Huge thank you to Bob for another 1-3 show. A brilliant show as always, Bob. Now I'm Joe and I'm going to be spinning you the best music from all decades, including the latest music as well. And we have a Drive live session from the wonderful Frankie Bird of Just Mesh. Absolutely lovely. Can't wait to have a chat with her as well soon. That'll be coming up around 3:30. And we'll be catching up with the travel, events and loads more and a little bit of chat. But now, Bruno Mars with 24K Magic here on Phoenix FM.
Moon, girls, what y'all trying to do? gangsters. Bad and your ugly, ugly friends. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I gotta show them how I can't get it in. First, take your sip. Do your dip. Spend your money like money. Ooh, ooh. Way too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed. They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Woo.
Girls, what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do?
24 karat magic in the
believe that Ollie's doing Eurovision this year. How happy am I? To be fair, I might have to do it years and years. I'll be kicking that one off actually at 4 o'clock maybe. Right now, you know I love hearing from you, seeing what you've been up to doing as well. If you've got a question for Frankie as well, radio@phoenixfm.com. Don't be shy. And of course, you can go on our socials as well. My one's at Joe Bailey Music. And of course, X or Twitter, as I'll probably forever call it, as long as it's going. It's at Joe Bailey Music One. Remember, it's J-O, not J-O-E. Right now, coming up now, we've got Mika and Grace Kelly. But don't forget, around 3:30, we'll be having our first actual live session of 2024. I know, and we're in February. How naughty am I?
I
want
to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in mind.
Him.
Bye.
Showman, a love maker. That's Grace Kelly here on Phoenix FM. Well, not Grace Kelly, it's Mika. With the song Grace Kelly on Phoenix FM. Now, it was birthday boy yesterday, Rick Astley, wasn't it? So he plays new one from the A-list. Go on then. This is Forever and More. And that's actually going to take us up to the ads.
You came into my life like a hurricane. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me. Now I regret it, 'cause you're gone, 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 like the summer goes at the end of September. Said you were much too much. You drove me crazy. Much too much. Too much for me. And now I regret it. Gone, gone, gone. Like the summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, 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 forever and more. Came into my life like a hurricane, turned my world upside down, and I'll never be the same. You're out of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. Summer goes at the end of September. Gone, gone, gone. Like the snowfall at the end of spring. Now you're out of my life, 'cause I did you wrong. It's something that you'll always remember. And now you're gone, gone, gone. Forever and more. Forever and more. Forever and more.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Now we've got one, another one from the 80s, Lena Lovitch. Remember her? Lucky number. Mine was 8, but it's now changed to 12. I don't know why. I don't even know why I shared that with you, to be fair.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, let's have a little look, see what we've got coming up. It's a quiz night at Bardswell Social Club. Bardswell Close, as you're saying, in Brentwood. The Brentwood and Billericay local group of Essex Wildlife Trust are going to be holding a quiz night at Bardswell Social Club. It's going to be a fun evening for all ages. Non-members are welcome as well, so feel free to make up your own team. Maximum of 8, don't sneak in 9. Alternatively as well, you can buy a single ticket or any number of tickets. Join, bring your friends along and stuff, and we can all make up a team while you're there as well. It's going to be that kind of night. Please arrive at 7 p.m. for the 7:30 start. Tickets are £12 each and include a hot supper as well. I don't know what the hot supper is. Please do let me know if you do go. Tickets are available from John Allen, who can be contacted by email at Chainbridge. I tell you what, the easiest way to do this is actually go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page, and it is right at the top in front of you. And all the proceeds, by the way, go to support Essex Wildlife Trust projects, including the protection of local wildlife and habitats. So again, more details, you can also go to essexwt.org.uk/events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, remember, we've got a live session coming up from Frankie Bird right here in the studio. She's sitting opposite me, Matt, now. I won't say yes because she's got a mouthful of tea. So she will be coming up around 3:30. We'll have an interview and a little chat as well, see what she's up to. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait for you to hear Frankie live. So that's all coming up 3:30. But we've got Kenny Loggins, who is still feeling a bit footloose. And that is going to be taking us up to the travel. Kenny Loggins.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, there's still one lane closed due to a breakdown between Junction 27 on the M11 and Junction 28 A12. The delays are back past Junction 27. That's the M11 turn-off there. Usual slow traffic, to be fair. Eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue flyover. Travel time there is about 12 minutes. One lane closed and delays due to recovery work. Broken down lorry on the M25 from Junction 27. That's all the way up to, actually, Brentwood Brook Street there. So be careful if you're heading that way. Now, Harlow, slow traffic west on the 2nd Avenue between London Road and Valise Road. Billericay, slow moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road. In Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also slow traffic on Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. One thing in Chelmsford, Colchester I should say, there's slow moving traffic on East Street. That's eastbound between Brook Street and St Andrews. And just to let you know what's going on in Southend, there's slow moving traffic in Eastern Avenue, A1159, westbound that is, between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. Now, on the rail is not letting us down today. It's looking okay, so I'm heading over to the Tube. There's still minor delays on the Central Line due to shortage of trains. There's minor delays on Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellation. Underground Station, yep, still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, there's minor delays on the Victoria Line due to passenger illness on the train. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, on Phoenix FM, we're going to play you two songs back to back. Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight, and Phil Collins' Two Hearts. Two brilliant tracks. And then we will be hearing from our Drive Live session, Frankie Bird.
Potential. So way out of town, I'll be the one. to drag you down and show you how I'm trying to be sequential. And time is taking over me and I just need to stop for a minute.
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and bright. It's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their shoes to keep it tight. Everybody's dancing in the
dancing in the moonlight here on Phoenix FM. Now, we have in the studio indie pop rock singer-songwriter here to play live in the studio just for you. Yes, you alone. Frankie, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Now, you have got a lot of hydration going on around you. You've got a warm cup of tea, right?
An assortment of drinks. Yes, already.
Warm tea, loads of different types of warm tea. It's all brilliant. That's what I love to see. So, Frankie, listen, you're originally from Reading, aren't you? But now in London.
Yes. So, I grew up in Reading, but I've been living in London since the end of 2021. Purely to just do my music. It's such a great place. Loads of opportunities to play. Yeah. And I do loads of the open mic circuit and gigs around London. But I also like to branch out different places, so it was lovely to come to Essex today.
Yeah, totally. Because that's where I actually first found out about you, wasn't it? It was actually in the hotbox in Chelmsford.
It was, yeah. I did the open mic there. I think that was at the end of last year. Yeah. So I've been trying to go out to different places. Like last year I went to Brighton, Oxford, Cambridge, just to get my music out there and meet different people from different towns and cities. It's been really fun.
Well, you learn so much more, don't you, to be fair? And I think that's the thing, isn't it? But your debut single was only a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
So that came out at the beginning of 2022. So coming up to 2 years now. Yeah.
Well, because it had some rave reviews as well, wasn't it? So,
if you say so.
I've read some. It was.
Yeah, that one was called Our Younger Dreams. So that was the first one I put out. And I did three singles in 2022, and then I did my EP last year.
I know. It's called Grass Roots, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, one word. Roots. I made it sound like it was two for
There's
some
no pause,
reason.
But yeah.
No. It only pause with me, I'm afraid, yeah. And you've got four tracks in that as well. You're going to play a couple of those today for us?
Yes, I'm going to do two tracks from Grassroots today.
Brilliant stuff. I'll tell you what, do you want to do one there? Just have a quick swig of your tea. And we're going to have one, because as Frankie just said, EP Grassroots, just released, really, was four tracks. Got Background, Think Twice, Hidden Away, and Give Me Faith. Released in August, actually, wasn't it?
August last year. I keep calling it my new project, but it's because... getting on a bit now, so
but you're still you're still playing release. It right, so you're playing all the songs from it, so it's always a new project. So yeah, so right, okay, so I'm going to turn my mic down, turn the other one up, and we're going to listen to your first track.
Great. This is Background.
Oh look, there's another me, she's so much more than I can be. I'm trying to let you see my potential. So away out of town, I'll be the one to drag you down. Sure, yeah, I'm trying to be consequential. Time is taking over me and I just need to stop for a minute. And I've done this a thousand times. My heart is bad, my head's not in it. This way, and I'll never break out of the background. Certain trusts were made, but they're not enough to seal my fate. So I'll never break out of the background. Oh, look, there's another one. It seems again I've been outdone. And if you say this should be fun, then confused. Try to do it all, it makes me blind to each pitfall. But still I'm waiting for the call to say we get you. And time is taking over me and I just need to stop for a minute. And I have got to take this chance, I don't think that I'll get to relive it. So can I say, maybe I was born to be this way. If you ever really want to see me in the limelight, you know that I hate asking, but please go ahead and buy my tickets. And this isn't the first time, it might be the last time. If you ever really want to see me in the limelight, you know that I hate asking, but please go ahead and buy my tickets. Buy my tickets. So what can I say? Maybe I was just born to be this way. Out of the background, certain trusts were made, but they're not enough to seal my fate. So I'll never break out of the background.
That's a great,
a bit nervous.
No, that's a great track. I know, I always feel so privileged when anyone's playing live in a studio. I feel like you're just playing for me, to be fair. But obviously, you're playing for the person at home. as well. Yes. So listen, so that is obviously from your EP Grassroots. Now, did you actually record that when, since you've been to London, or did you record that when you was in Reading?
So I recorded that in the summer of 2023, so last year, in Tottenham.
Tottenham.
North London, yeah. So I did a few sessions at a studio there with a producer. Yes, and obviously the actual tracks on the EP are with the full instrumentation.
Yeah.
This was just the acoustic version. But yeah, there's bass and drums and all sorts going on the actual recordings. Yeah.
I always think that that's what's the beauty about having a live session, when it's all paired back, isn't it? It's like literally how you start writing the songs, right?
Yeah,
so how long have you been writing, Frankie?
I think I started when I was about 14 playing guitar. So about 10 years now, actually. So that was 2014. Yeah. So yeah. And then I started performing open mics when I was 16. My original stuff.
Yeah.
Just to get my music out there. But yeah, that was around Reading originally, but the last few years has been London.
Yeah, so is it obviously like the music scene is bigger in London, there's no doubt about
definitely.
It. But do you really think it's helped you out with your writing as well? Or?
Yeah, there's so much inspiration definitely there. And yeah, it's just great to network and meet different people, as you say. There's people from like all over the world that come to London to do music.
Yeah.
So, and the same from Reading, it doesn't really seem that exciting, to be honest, compared to where some people come from. But yeah, so it's really the place to be, and that's always where I imagine myself being when I was first started out doing music.
Because it's a big upheaval. Obviously, you're a singer-songwriter and that is what you are. But ultimately, you've got to pay to live, right?
So exactly.
You've had to upheave everything, your whole life in Reading, to come down to make a go of it. And you're actually working in London as well now, right?
Yeah. So, I do work full-time in London just to pay to live. It's just really fun just to, you know, I don't really do it to get any money because I wouldn't get any anyway, but just to, do the open mics and gigs in the evenings and to go to the studio is really fun. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to record my next project in March.
Oh, this March.
To preview that.
Oh, I should have had me alert one come up there. Never mind.
Sort the sound effect out. I've got a few studio sessions in Notting Hill coming up in March for my next project. So that's exciting. Yes.
Yeah. Because like I said earlier, sort of like obviously when you're listening at home and it's just literally just you and the guitar, no sound effects. That is literally live, literally playing right in front of me. There's nothing else going on. There's literally unplugged. Completely unplugged.
True.
Apart from obviously the mics that you can hear us from.
Yes.
And so then obviously then you kind of have an idea of what someone's going to sound like, but then when you actually hear the track, it's like, oh, actually I didn't realize, I thought it'd be this way or that way.
Yeah, in terms of like genre.
That's right. Yeah. Because like with all genres, which is brilliant, you kind of have like you're pop, rock, indie.
I never know what to call myself, so it's like a whole paragraph. It's hard to describe in just one word. I think especially nowadays people sort of go in and out of all different types of genres, mix and match, but I normally would describe it as like indie pop rock sort of thing.
And you can actually hear that on your records, obviously.
Yes,
on the tracks.
Hopefully it comes across.
It does.
It took me a while to kind of find like my distinctive sound, because obviously when you start out playing, you're just a person singing with a guitar. It's hard to sort of be unique, because that's what everybody does. So that's what I'm always striving to do, is sort of create my own sort of signature sound.
That's it. So woman with a guitar is just a folk guitarist, right?
And in London, it's just obviously it's great that there's so many people doing music, but it also means there's so many people doing music and there's only so many like opportunities, so you've really got to, it's really got to stand out. So
you've got to just keep on plugging it as well,
exactly, right? And that's kind of what the song Background was about. I didn't really introduce it, but that was kind of the theme. I just was like, oh, I'll just go for it. But that was kind of like the general idea behind what that song's about standing out and just trying to make it, you know.
Oh, I love that. Right, should we have another track for
you? Yes, sounds good. I'll just have a little drink.
The mug of tea, again, dehydrate. It's always important to keep hydrating.
Yes.
It's just the right temperature for you as well, that one, right?
Yes. Lovely.
Right,
peppermint.
This song? Oh, lovely. What's this song?
So I'm actually going to do my second single, Campfire.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this came out in 2022. It seems to be one of my most popular songs. People always comment on whenever I do a set. People are like, oh, well, like the one about this campfire or whatever, and then they get to know it. So, yeah, that's why I thought I would do it for you today. Thanks. So this is Campfire.
I am nothing like you. And if you try to make me, I'll run away to see. The from a distance.
distance, I watched the campfire burn.
I do like that. I can see why people keep asking you for that one. To be
yeah. Yeah, it's one of the most streamed ones.
Yeah, it's a brilliant one. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the ads and then can come back because you want to play another song. What is going to be the last song you're going to
play? So I'll probably do another one from my EP, Hidden Away, I think.
Brilliant one. Yes. Although I do love Never Did Me Any Good, which I want to talk about as well in a minute. Coming up now, we've got the ads and we will be back with Frankie here on Phoenix FM in about a minute and a half.
Birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Right, now we're back in the studio with Frankie Bird, our first Drive Live session of 2024. I can't believe it. Naughty Joe, already in February.
Very flattered.
Yeah. How are you doing, Frankie, though? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing very good, thank you.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, I could ask you to play about four or five songs, but you know. We're going to have another one in a minute. But actually, you did have a song just after. Was that your second track, Never Did Me Any Good?
So that was my third single.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so my singles are Younger Dreams, Campfire, Never Did Me Any Good. That came out, yeah, 2022. So that was the third one. That's right.
Brilliant one. Because that was about you trying to fit in and feeling a bit conflicted.
Yeah, right? Most of my songs are about that. That's the general theme that runs through them, like to be consistent. Yeah. Yes, so that was, you never did me any good. It's about, yeah, just not following what other people are doing and just doing your own thing and how important that is to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, isn't it? Not just to toe the party line, essentially,
yeah,
as well.
Follow, right? The crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you feel actually like you fit in a bit more now you're in London, though?
Yeah, definitely. It seems like I've sort of found, like, my people and, yeah, there's just... I'm sort of surrounded by musicians all the time, which is really nice as well. Yeah.
Because it's great, because when you first start off with the open mic circuit originally as well, what happens, you get a great network of people because you keep meeting the same people. You're like, oh, hello.
And then you get to see people and then they get to know your songs. And they're like, oh, you're that girl that sings this. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that's me.
You've got some gigs coming up, not locally at the moment, though, but you're venturing out even further.
I know, yes. I'm actually going to Liverpool and Manchester in a few weeks to do some open mics there. Yeah, apparently you can do an open mic at, like, the Cavern pub, you know, where the Beatles used to play. So I'm going to go there and do, like, the Beatles Museum and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've actually really never been, like, further north than Birmingham before, so
really?
I know, yeah. So it'll be a new experience for me, and just I'm so inspired by the music from those cities. Like, I'm such a big, like, fan of, like, Oasis and the Smiths, to go to Manchester will be really exciting, and Liverpool obviously, so yeah. And I might as well do some gigging whilst I was there.
Of course, anywhere you go, always take your guitar.
I do that, I tend to do that, yes.
Guitar and your plectrum and a capo, that's
all I need, yes. Lugging it round wherever I go.
Totally. What we're going to do, we're going to play another song, and then we're going to say goodbye, which is a very shame. But so where can people say, oh, where can we go and see her? Where can we find her socials?
Socials. So it's kind of the same across all platforms. It's at Frankie M Bird. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. And if you want to stream my music, it's available on all platforms. What's like Apple Music? Just under my name, Frankie Bird. Yes.
There is another Frankie Bird out there, but it's not the American one. I know, right?
I was the OG. Just putting that out there. Yes. But I have, like, blonde hair-ish, so you can probably find me from that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so your EP, Grassroots, four brilliant tracks. Obviously, a different sound to what you hear now as well. You are going to be even more surprised when you listen to the sound as well. So, because obviously, the background is all, the layers are still there, right? So then it's like, where else your creativity comes from is then where it, you have the slashes of the genres, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like the sound is kind of, I don't know, kind of bigger. It feels like it's a new era for me with that EP.
Yeah.
I really do, because it is a slightly bigger sound that reflects, I suppose, you feel like you're fitting in a bit more. I guess it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. The guy, it was kind of supposed to be like a concept EP, just about moving to London and just the experience of sort of getting into the music industry there. Mm. So that it's like, those themes sort of run through the whole EP and they kind of like connect in a way, but the songs are all from like different angles.
Yeah.
That was the general idea. Okay. What I go with.
So we've got the last song, which is going to be
Hidden Away.
Hidden Away. And it's about,
it's sort of about social anxiety. And I feel like I was quite a shy person growing up, but it's very difficult to be shy when you're trying to put your music out there. So it was sort of me forcing myself, no, you've got to really go out there and go for it, otherwise, you know, you're not gonna ever get anywhere. So that was the general idea.
Great stuff. Okay, listen, Frankie, I'll thank you in a minute after you've done your song.
Okay. I shall do it now, but okay.
situations I don't like, I'd rather have detachment than getting attention, so I stay right in the corner. It is closer to the door, but somehow it is warmer, yeah, yeah. And I try not to go and leave my confidence behind, but I was distracted and it must have slipped my mind. And I don't know how I can be the person I want you to see. When all else fails, I'm back inside my shell. But I've grown to love it, comfortable and staying and doing nothing. And I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. And I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else, from everybody else. It's easy to be quiet when the world makes such a racket, and I can slip away before they've noticed, just like magic. It always seems as if the voices are getting louder, but I will do away with that as soon as I've got the power, yeah, yeah. And I tried to figure out just what I wanted from this life, but it was too difficult and I had to step aside. And I don't know what I can do to finally go and break through the ceiling that's been placed upon myself. But I've grown to love it, comfortable to stay and I'm doing nothing. And I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But now, I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else, from everybody else. Creep up on me, anxiety. Comfortable staying and doing nothing, and I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But now I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. But I've grown to love it, comfortable staying and doing nothing, and I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself. And now I'm wondering why I'm stuck here when I should be someone. But I've hidden away these thoughts inside myself from everybody else, from everybody else, from everybody else, from everybody else.
Great, Frankie. Thank you so much for coming along today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And remember, we can go to your website as well, right? Which
Oh, it's frankiebird.co.uk. Yes, that's the one.
Frankie, so much. And I will come and see you at a gig soon. Not
sounds
up
good.
In Liverpool, though, to be fair. When you come back.
I'll be around, definitely.
Chelmsford is a thriving scene.
It is, yes. I'll definitely come back then, yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Thanks again to Frankie Bird. And if you've missed it, you're like, oh dear, don't worry, you can catch up in a couple of days. But I tell you what, I'll be seeing you after 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.